RTE2FM. Around this time, every single Friday, I hit this button.
Jen Zaffirelli.
On 2FM.
We'll take what we can get.
Sorry, it's just too good. And then I hit this button.
Friends.
Just friends.
Yes, and my friends are here to discuss the topics of the week. Sharon and Damo are here. How are you, lads?
Hello, Jen.
Do you like my
you?
New jingle? Jen Zamparelli, we'll take what we can get.
Love
well, it's apt. I will say that.
Yeah, and then a bit of a spelling lesson for I-A-F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
F-R-I-E-N-D-S.
My friends.
Nicki Minaj.
You're here.
Jen's friends.
Lads, how's life? How's it been?
Grant. I'd like to rule myself in for the Late Late Show.
Okay.
I met Tubbs, actually.
I think it's done. It's a done deal.
Oh, well, I didn't want to reveal it here, but yes, it is done.
It's Sharon.
It's me.
It's Sharon. Me.
I'm Thank sorry, you. Isn't there a thing now, you know, women with kids are just taking themselves out of the equation?
Yeah, not me, though. Not me.
I'll take it. The kids are going to be in the show.
I want to put myself in the equation. All the equations. Thank you very much.
I can't believe you're talking about it. I thought you got... I mean, but people are obsessed. Like,
it's
the weather.
Show in TV, Jen.
It's the... Is it? Well, Danson beat them a couple of times.
All right, calm down.
However, it is... The chat is incessant.
Yeah.
It is non-stop. It's like any taxi you get into.
The Late Show is basically the sitting room of the country.
I don't know what I mean.
Is it
people just nosy and they just need to
yes,
know?
Yes, all of the above. Like, no, that's what you do in your own sitting room. You nose around the place, you give out about who's ever in there, but then you still want them to call over. That's the Late Show.
Yeah. Okay.
I mean, come on. That's why
what I will bring
to the table is my nosy qualities and I'll be great.
You'd be very good because you're always on time for stuff.
Yes.
Do you like what I did
very
there?
Very good segue. Excellent.
So one of the most important things in TV and radio, well, it's not really because you work on set all the time and stars are always late, aren't they?
Yeah, yeah.
But punctuality in normal jobs is very, very, very important. Some of my callers just could not get it together to be on time for things. I had this one caller saying, I just can't get it together. I'm never on time. It's a running joke in our family. The kids always, they always have to find something. Mm-hmm. And I'm always, always late.
Mm-hmm.
Are you that person? I imagine you're that person.
Oh, well, I resent that comment. No, Danny, you...
The late light. You want to be on the late light.
I'll be there at 25 past nine on a Friday. No, I am not. You've met Danny. Danny is that person.
Is he that person?
Yes. I have taken now to... the last wedding we went to, I was sitting in the car fully dressed while he was in his underpants ironing his shirt that he was going to wear in the kitchen. Like, you know what I mean? This is what I have to do now. I have to just sit in the car, seething, obviously, giving myself high blood pressure and everything and just...
Do you ever beep?
No, but sometimes I go in. Sometimes I ring his phone. Obviously, I ring his phone and go.
Because that's going to speed it up.
yeah.
Then he can't find his phone. So yeah, that's actually delaying things. But I ring his phone. I just like to know. I like to, because when he gets in, then he'll see like three missed calls, and that's my way of going. You know,
a wedding, but it takes women forever to get ready for a wedding, and he's still.
Yeah. Well, you see, Danny is like. He feels that
last
he has failed if he's on time for something.
What do you
Sorry,
mean?
No, if he's early for something. So he needs to be absolutely on time. So if he's 2 minutes early for something, he'll give out for a week on, I can't believe I left at 7:30 when I could have left at 7:25. So, yeah, that's what I'm dealing with. So
I don't see your marriage lasting in this.
Oh, me neither. But listen, we're 10 years in.
Well done.
Enough.
Because it's infuriating because those people, you can't change. Them people.
No,
they
that's
don't
why
change.
That I used to when he'd be ironing his shirt, I used to be there going, Come on, and then I went, okay, I'm just gonna sit in the car. So that I mean me and the kids, we regularly just sit in the car waiting for
like a drive-in cinema.
Yeah.
Just watching him get dressed slowly.
Danny, sort it out. And is he ever apologetic for it or?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, he found out recently that he has ADHD. So now he's just like, I've ADHD.
Now,
ADHD.
Oh, is
he's
he
one of those.
That out?
He's one of those. He's raising awareness. He's one of them.
Yeah. Oh, raising awareness light.
Good on him. But does he, like, I can't do the dishes.
Just
I've
everything.
ADHD.
Yeah, everything is like, sure, look, it's me. I'm neurodiverse. That's his thing. He's like, I'm neurodiverse, Sharon. I'm neurodiverse. But listen, it's for everything. If I want to watch Love is Blind, no, you can't put that on. I'm neurodiverse. You know, everything. It's this excuse for everything.
Amazing. Having a child changes things, doesn't it? Demo, you know, with time, you just can't grasp it.
No,
I find.
Yeah. No, you can't. And what do you mean, them people, Jen? I am one of them people. Earlier in the week, what was it? A time optimist? Is that what you call them? Someone like Danny and myself?
Yes.
Time optimist. Yeah. You think you can fit more in the day. Yes. You just want to fit everything in the day. Turns out you can only do one or two things a day.
Yeah.
Let's be honest.
You are totally that person, Danny.
Oh, yeah. So totally. I was like, I was always going to try and be an hour early for everything. That was like last year's resolution, which means I'll still be late, but not as late. Not horribly late. But then with a kid whose job it is to make you late for everything, just will never put on their shoes or whatever. Do you know when you're watching a movie, like a thriller, and a family is targeted to be killed?
Yeah.
And the dad bursts in going, grab your parcel, grab your... And they're just we've got to get out in 10 seconds. The killer is on the way. It's usually the dad's fault because the dads are idiots. And they're chucking stuff and she goes, grab that. Yeah. And they're out the door. I look at that going, oh, I'm so jealous. I would love that. Imagine that.
Me and the kids be in the car and Danny be getting killed by your man in the
You're like slowly reverse. Beep, beep, beep.
The killer would be in my house and my kid would be going, I need my transformer.
Yeah.
They always need something last minute.
Or like, do you find, slightly off topic, but I do throw all the art stuff in the bin and then they're like, my kids have taken to go through the recycle bin going, why did you throw this out, mommy? I'm like, oh,
it's better for the environment if it is in the bin.
Exactly.
It's climate change, kids, which is another thing. My Max, he's six now. He wants to be a firefighter. He loves fire trucks.
Aww,
he loves fire trucks.
That's nice.
And I mean, we've seen how quick you have to be as a firefighter when that alarm goes off to get to the fire truck. I had to break it down to him just like last week, just going, mate, it's not going to happen.
Aww.
You need to...
You're
never going to be a firefighter, mate.
You're too slow.
When the alarm goes off, you can't take 2 hours... to get to the vehicle.
I love this
new
parenting.
You need to be boots on. Get your axe
down
the pole.
That's a great way to motivate them.
That is.
That's a great way to do it.
And there's a killer outside staring in, tapping his silencer end on the window.
And all your art is going in the bin. Do something with your life. Come on.
What about latecomers at gigs, lads? What do you... I mean, is that just free reign to go bananas at them and take the mickey?
No, not at all.
Yeah, definitely.
No, I want people to come every Wednesday, Comedy Cellar. but it depends on their attitude, I find. Like, sometimes it's okay to give a playful, like, oh, come on now, where are you? But sometimes what they say back, like, I said that to some guy and he went, yeah, well, you have a squint. I was like, what? You have a squid. Yeah. I was like, all right, okay. And then, like, sometimes they'll try, like, the other night.
You have a squint.
Yeah, I know. It's just such a random.
I'm squinting to see who it is in the dark creeping around.
Yeah. And then the other night, I said, oh, come on in. Where are you guys from? And he went, Bosnia. Work with that. I was like, what?
Oh.
What is the attitude? Yeah. So, attitude, I don't like. But
okay. You don't mind latecomers. Well, you're married to one.
Exactly.
So
I have
you're used to it.
It's probably him.
Let me guess. ADHD, is it?
Yeah. Neurodiverse, is it? All right. Come on. Come on in. So.
Come on, raise awareness.
Lads, on Tuesday we heard from lots of people about weird places they woke up. Damo, what would you say was the oddest place you woke up and how did you handle that now?
I've had a few of these. One night I went out, I was in Melbourne, I was living in Melbourne at the time, and I went out on a Friday night, a few drinks, the gang, and I woke up, I found out later it was I woke up Monday morning during peak hour, but like I didn't know that. So I wake up. My back is cold. There's a narrow black rectangle hovering in front of my face, right in front of my face, like right near my nose. And I was just focusing on it, going, what the hell is this? And I'm looking around and there's feet all around me. And it turns out that like I'm lying on the floor of a Melbourne tram and someone's briefcase was just hovering above my head. You know, everyone was just going to work. But so there were so many people standing over me because it was packed that I couldn't get up. But so I had to pretend to be asleep because I was thinking, well, I can't be awake lying on the floor of a tram.
Okay.
I thought you couldn't get up because I wouldn't be able to get up because of embarrassment.
Yeah. And I was pinned to the ground because I was like 10 people probably straddled
over
me.
Is that why you left?
Yeah, is that the big story that everyone in the comedy scene is be like, why did he leave Australia? And
why
now we've discovered it.
Yeah, that tram was straight to the airport as it turns out.
Because you made a show of yourself.
I did,
You made a show of yourself.
You
Sharon, your weirdest one was your own bed.
Yes, I'm crazy like that. No, when the first time I was caught drunk by my parents. My parents are probably listening, so I would say, the first time I was ever drunk, it was the first time I was caught, I thought, I woke up in my bed. I was about, I don't know, 15, 16, can't remember.
Please don't drink at 15 or 16.
Yeah, that's, sorry, I was 18. actually, when this happened. And I woke up covered. I was still dressed, fully dressed, and covered in like muck and dirt and just like horrendous.
Sounds like a great night. Sounds,
I had such a whale of a time. Castlereagh, woohoo! and I thought, I was like, oh, my first thought was like, oh, brilliant. I've got away with it. Excellent. Okay, I'm in my bed. I have no idea what happened, but obviously I'm grand.
I'm home.
And then I hear like, me and your father want to talk to you in the kitchen. I was like, oh,
oh no.
Shit. Oh no. So I hadn't got away with it at all. I worked in a chipper at the time. The chipper, the guy from the chipper, Carmelo, had to drive me home. He carried me in. Oh. I had a whole conversation with my mother. I left all the doors open.
You had a whole conversation?
Ah, yeah. I'm telling her I wasn't drunk. No, I'm not. No, I'm not drunk. No, no. I'm
and
grand.
You forgot that conversation.
Totally forgot. Totally forgot.
Grass sticking out your hair.
Grass sticking out. Somebody got me into the bed in my clothes. Like, I was too drunk to even be put into my pajamas.
I love that you woke up and went, yes,
yes, got away. Yes. I thought I was like, you know, Tom Cruise, Mission Impossible. I was like, yes, oh yeah.
Got away with it. This is my life now.
Yeah, but no, it was an absolute disaster. Oh, and I wasn't allowed out of the house for about 4 years after that.
We started talking about B&Bs when we were having this chat.
Oh, yeah.
Just the weirdest B&Bs. Now, you guys travel around quite a bit, gigging and stuff.
Yeah,
you know,
because
you do that kind showbiz, of stuff.
Yeah.
Gigging and showbiz.
Yeah, yeah.
What is the weirdest place you've stayed in, Sharon?
There was, okay, because of the aforementioned Danny, we missed a flight once, obviously.
Good man, Danny.
Totally.
He's in his underpants in the boarding boarding queue.
He was ironing his shirt at home and I was on, you know, in the airport going, what's going on?
Danny Kill.
Yeah, could Danny Kill come to the flight? But we missed a flight and we ended up in Milan airport, basically, and we got the train into Milan City, whatever. We weren't supposed to be in Milan. I don't know where we were going. And this was about 1 o'clock in the morning. We're in the train station in Milan trying to get a hotel. No hotels available until we saw this one like really creepy man like beckoning us in like, yes, come. Sorry, that's not an Italian accent. I don't know where he was from. He spent some time in Mullingar as a child, this guy. Come in. So basically it was a knocking shop. Like he goes to us, how many hours do you want the room for?
Did you have the kids with you?
No. No. This was a long
kids
time ago.
Kids are free.
Yeah. So this was like half one of the morning. We were like, till the morning, please, if that's okay. He took our passports. We were like, all right, take, you
no
know
problem.
The way. You just go, yeah,
goodness.
Grant, that's fine. So like there was all sorts of people.
Did Danny
coming
book
and
this trip?
Yes, it was a
funny
present,
that.
I believe. Yeah.
Funny that.
Okay, it's this great place.
I just don't trust them to book. Yeah. It's like when Leo booked our my big 40th trip to Paris. I say, all I want to do, I just want to go to Paris. I've never done it properly. Yeah. I've always done it real skanky in hostels. He booked a hotel with no windows.
Yeah, good man, Leo.
No, it had windows, but it was just a wall. So
oh,
like you open,
yeah.
And you couldn't
use
breathe.
The wall.
And
yeah.
It was right next to
did
train
you have
station.
To put a chair up against the door at the night, though? Because that's
no.
what I had to do in Milan. So... because there was too much activity on the corridor. I was like, I don't trust this.
Wow.
Let's get those chairs. Let's put them up against the... Well, I still had a great sleep now. I was
did
sleep
you?
Anyway. Oh, God, yeah. Once I got over the initial fear, I thought, listen, if I'm going to be killed here on my bed, I may as well be asleep while it's happening. It'll be easier that way. And I woke up and I was alive. And then we went down to the reception and there was a totally different man who obviously had no idea that it was a brothel, you know, 6 hours ago. Because he was like, oh, let me give you a tourist map for Milan and have a great day. And we were like, just give us our passports now. We'll be.
Please. Did you get your passports?
We did get our passports
That's
back.
Very good of them.
Yeah, yeah, and we survived. Yeah.
Damo, what's the rating system you've come up with for men's hostels?
Oh, rating system. Yeah, I stayed in this one hostel where it was like 24 bunks. It was huge.
24
bunk beds. Yeah, I think it might have been a prison. It looked like an orphanage, I'm not going to lie, from a movie. So I went in, so there was just like a symphony of snoring. Like you could not.
I would die.
Yeah.
Like, you know, 47 dudes snoring. The only reason why I wasn't snoring is because I was awake.
Yes.
Listening to snoring. Okay. Could not sleep. And it just occurred to me, and I was like, I was too sober. That was the problem. Because hostels, you're not supposed
to be
sober.
Yeah,
you're supposed
to
be having a few drinks under you.
Yeah, yeah,
drink
yeah.
responsibly.
A few fizzies if you drink responsibly over 18.
Yeah. Yes.
But if you go into a hostel, so I think, you know, there's a star system for hotels and hostels. It should be drinks, shouldn't it? This, like the hotel that you stay in Paris is so nice. Zero drinks. It's that nice.
Oh,
you could be sober going in.
Gotcha. That's really
a good
idea.
Idea.
And
that's
for
a good idea.
A hostel with 24 bunks, 10 pints minimum. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or you just do what I do because my husband snores all the time. Good morning, Lev, if you're listening.
So does mine.
So you have to go to bed at like 7 o'clock and get into a deep sleep before they come into the bed.
Get the REM happening.
What are your tips for stopping him snoring in the middle of the night?
Yeah,
I kick him out of the room.
Violence.
Oh, right. Straight to that. Yeah, definitely violence. But I start small. I start with a gentle, like, tug of the duvet. Tug of the duvet, my friends.
And, speaking of Paris, duvet.
Duvet. And then it gets, you know,
significantly. Oh, there's been kicks, there's been punches. Yeah. It's just, it's ridiculous. Yeah. And it's the anger you feel in that moment.
But Danny snores when he's awake. Like, he'd be...
While he's getting dressed with his underpants.
But, like, he'll be chatting to me. Like, I feel, we'd be lying there and he'd be snoring. And I'd be like, stop snoring. And he'd be answering me going, I'm not, I'm awake. And I'm like, well, you're snoring. Like, so...
Anyway. He's neurodiverse.
He's neurodiverse.
Well, at least you're creating an awareness platform, right?
He's going to kill me now. This whole segment has just been like, every time I do this, he's like, will you talk about something else?
We will talk about something else.
You sound like every other radio ad for selling anything. Is your husband an idiot? You need this product. Like,
we can continue man bashing because we are going to talk about party pieces. And if you want to man bash Danny in that, you are more than welcome.
Great.
But let's take a break from, it's not even man bashing, it's just Danny bashing.
Yes, really?
Yes. Yes, we are back at Jen's Friends. I have Sharon and Damo in studio we're just discussing, you know, the topics of the week, the things that got you guys texting and calling into the show. Mm-hmm. On Wednesday, listeners called in to brag about their, well, their party pieces. And I have to say, there was a few pretty cool ones in there. One woman gets out her feet at every party because two of her toes were chopped off in a lawnmower accident.
Wow.
Pretty cool.
That's amazing.
That is amazing.
I mean, that's commitment to a party piece. Yeah. Chop off me toes there.
But I don't think she did specifically.
Of course. I'm not suggesting that.
Yeah. I love how that's...
By the way, your husband texted me.
Oh, did he?
Oh, here
Uh-oh.
We go. Danny.
Uh-oh.
She paints a bad picture. I'm raising awareness. I hear you, Danny.
He's in his undies right now.
Yeah, whatever.
You're going to get cancelled so bad.
I'm going to get killed by him.
Cancelled by your own family.
Yeah.
Just in the household.
Yeah. Do you have a party piece?
I mean, I was talking to Killian, your producer, about this, and I was basically like, I've tried to, my career is essentially me monetizing anything that is even a whiff of a party piece. So not really, except I can kind of do a Marge Simpson. I don't want to build this up too much.
I'm excited.
Okay, I'm going to close my eyes.
Okay.
Oh, homie. Oh, my God. I'm here on the Jen Zamparelli show, and I have to say I'm having such a wonderful time. Oh, homie.
Does that sound like Marge Simpson?
It's not bad.
Is it okay?
It's great.
Is it okay?
I think just if you just do the growl and don't talk. Like, or do the oh, homie. Stop.
Okay.
That's enough.
Good. Am I okay?
Well, you know when she goes, I love when Marge does that.
Kate's like, we have two parties. That's definitely enough. That's an...
People tuning in now is like, wow, Marge Simpson is on
Jen's
Friends.
Wow. Yeah. Do you think I could make a career out of this? Or
I don't know, Marge.
Who's that?
I don't know. I tried. That was awful.
Damo, so that is not your party piece, but do you have one?
Donuts. No, I can't. I can do no Simpsons characters, as it just proved.
Yeah.
And I can belch the alphabet in one go.
Don't
but
do
I'm
that.
Not going to do it. No. I'm not going to do it. But
I feel like your talent and mine would make a great full show.
Holy shit, that's a good double act.
Belching the alphabet introduced by Marge Simpson.
I see the three.
Marge
right now.
Getting
coming
disgusted.
Up now is my.
You can't talk.
Oh, okay.
You can just do the
it's
oh homie.
Be a very short show if it's just me going.
I'll just do it over and over again, then show a load of videos.
And then A, B, C, D. That's out of here. That's like Cookie Monster.
It's awful because when you told myself and Sharon that you could belch the alphabet. Mm. Off air, we thought, oh, that's so Aussie of you.
It's very
leaning into the stereotype.
Isn't
very
it?
Stereotypical.
Sure.
Yeah, I only do it like holding a baby kangaroo.
Yeah,
and
yes,
and
I see that.
Yeah.
And wearing, what do you call flip-flops. Those hats with the corks?
Yeah, cork hats? I don't know.
Cork hats, sure.
A cork hat?
Thanks, Mark.
Do they not have a name?
They probably do.
You need to look it up. Look it up.
That
the Australian hats.
With it.
Did he just tell me to go F myself? I think he did.
Oh my gosh.
I could just see his eyes over the computer.
I can't believe he did that.
Graham.
What? Okay, we're going to move on from your terrible impressions. Now, when you first, literally it's called a cork hat. It is called a cork hat. Well done.
So people from Cork will be like, that's our hat, boy. And they're like, you know.
Oh my God, you're going to get cancelled.
Wait, I'll get cancelled. Wait, oh. I'll do Homer Simpson from Cork.
Nah, that's too late.
Oh, Marge. No. Is that, no, I can't do it.
We need to talk about sexy time and emojis. When you first get together as a couple, it doesn't take a lot to let your partner know it's, you know, it's bang time. But as time goes on, you need a little help. Bang time.
You just call it bang time.
Yeah.
Bang time. Come on.
Callers and texters.
It sounds like an ad for Woody's. It's bang time. Get to Woody's and get your tools.
Bang time. I love that.
Cowboy emojis was popular.
Cowboy?
Really?
Horse emojis. For their name.
Giddy up.
All sorts. Peter Crouch uses the beaver emoji, the aubergine emoji, and the hydration emoji.
Oh, my Lord. Yes, I'm.
Tell us, lads, how do you tell that special? How do you tell Danny that you are ready to, you know,
I'm very conscious that my family are listening to this. So for them, I'd say, oh, God, we don't do that. We are turning more and more in. I'm very impressed that people have subtlety involved in these things because I feel like. We're together 10 years. We're married 10
it's
years.
Scheduled.
We're turning more and more into that couple from, was it the snapper when he comes in going, any chance of a ride? And she's like, let me just finish this. Yeah. I feel like that's.
I'll brush me teeth.
Like the good news is we still have an active sex life. The bad news is we're turning into Colin Meaney and you're one. So there you go. Make of that.
Could be worse. You could be Sharon and Georgie that. Burgess. Yeah, that could be worse.
No. So you wouldn't know if you had to pick an emoji.
If I had to pick an
Let's
emoji.
Have a look. If you had to pick an emoji, what?
It'd be just like.
Ooh, I'd pick the radioactive one.
Is there an emoji of just like, come on? Is there an emoji for, come on? It'd you be more little... a gif.
A come on gif.
Come on, will you?
Damo, what signals do you send out?
Just every time I look at her, really.
Right. Aww, that's what I feel. Live
but, then, I find that as we get older, we're even having the stereotypical excuses to not have it. You know, she'll be like, oh, I'm tired. You know, I've got a headache. We're in a train station. You know, stuff like that. And I'm like, come on. What are you talking? They're silly excuses, you know. The toilet on the airplane is too small. Like, come on. Use your imagination.
That's when you know love is dying. Yeah. If they're not willing to do it on a plane,
good
luck.
Are you looking through your phone for an emoji?
I'm looking for a suitable emoji.
Okay.
But I can't.
If I was to send it, I mean, I could send anything. He would presume I want to.
Send the peach with that gust of wind.
I would say that one.
That'll turn them off.
The one that. Oh no, there's. You know the one that's just like. It's the finger. It's like Uncle Sam needs you, you know, just pointing.
Oh,
I think that's
that
the one, I would just. Right.
That's frightening.
That's scary.
Leave me alone. I'm raising awareness.
Lads, that's all we have time for. Thank you so much for being my friends this week. Damo, what's happening in your life?
Oh, the Crackden Comedy Club.
Yeah.
Tuesdays. Wednesdays, I'll leave that for Sharon.
Thank you.
Friday, Saturday. So you got your whole week sorted. We're Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Crackden Comedy Club podcast or come to the gig.
Yeah, and Sharon is always on time for those gigs.
Yes. Wednesdays, Comedy Cellar at the International Bar, 8 p.m. every Wednesday. Great lineup every week. And we've Al Foran this Wednesday. So great.
Oh, yes. That is exciting.
Is he free on Thursday next
No,
Thursday?
He's not. He's never free on Thursdays. Only Wednesdays.
Thanks, lads. Friday. Jen Zamparelli on RTE 2FM.